Welcome to Moments, Moments of Faith, Prayer, and Spirituality. I'm Father Michael Everton of the Paulus Fathers. Today's gospel is often used as a reason to attack divorced and separated people, and also to attack the LGBTQ community. It's used in a lot of ways against other people. And yet, this gospel is not about what people say it's about. The Pharisees in today's gospel are basically asking Jesus a legal question. Is it lawful to get divorced? And Jesus answers this legal question with a sort of legality. Well, yeah, it's lawful, but it's because you're so stubborn. But that's not the way it was supposed to be. Jesus does not condemn the people who get divorced or separated, and certainly doesn't condemn or try to get rid of LGBTQ people. Jesus does say that this is not the way it is supposed to be. This is certainly not the ideal. And you could ask any divorced or separated person, and they would agree this is not the way it was supposed to be. This is not how we thought things would turn out. No one in their right mind wants to get a divorce or to get separated. It's always a painful experience. Even if we're in a terrible situation, it's always a painful experience. And Jesus does not want us to live in dysfunctional and harmful situations, harmful relationships. There is a lot of pressure, not only on marriages, but on all relationships, because they last so long. My grandparents were married 76 years. I don't think a lot of marriages can handle that kind of a situation. It is extraordinary, and they were beautiful people and beautifully married. But I would be hard-pressed to expect everyone to be married 76 years. In marriage prep classes, I used to tell the couples to really take a good look at each other, that my grandparents were married 76 years. Take a real good look at the person you're marrying. You're called to be together for a very long time. And many can do it, and not just do it like endure it, but many can live it joyfully. But others, as we know, make mistakes. We all make mistakes in the friends we choose and the people we marry. We all make those mistakes, and sometimes those mistakes simply become absolutely intolerable and abusive and death-dealing, and they aren't a sign of life or vitality. Jesus does not want us living that kind of life. In a way, Jesus is using the words of Joseph Campbell, follow your bliss, look for your bliss, look for the style of life that is going to fulfill you, that's going to make you look forward in hope that you can give life to the other, that you both can give life to other people, to be of service to the gospel. Sometimes the most loving, the most life-giving decision we can make is to get divorced or to separate. It's not the way it was supposed to be or meant to be. But oftentimes we come to those critical moments when we have to make some very difficult decisions. Toward the end of today's gospel, Jesus lists various ways that people get into a various lifestyle that they get. That it's a compatible lifestyle. That it be life-giving and life-affirming. Jesus is saying that there is a life-giving and life-affirming path for all of us to follow. And it's not just one path, it can be many paths, but there is a path for you, and discerning that path is one of the most important decisions we'll ever make.